Recorded Books presents Dark Night of the Mountain Man by William W. Johnstone and J. A. Johnstone. Narrated by Jack Garrett. Chapter 1. It was safe to say that Nels Anderson had been drinking when he encountered the bear. Every time Nels drove his ranch wagon into Big Rock to pick up supplies, he always stopped at the Brown Dirt Cowboy Saloon to have a snort or two, or three, before heading back to his greasy sack outfit northwest of town. Smoke Jensen happened to be in the settlement that same day, having come in to send some telegrams related to business concerning his ranch, the Sugarloaf. A ruggedly handsome man of average height, with unusually broad shoulders and ash-blonde hair, Smoke stood on the porch of Sheriff Monty Carson's office, propping one of those shoulders against a post holding up the awning over the porch. The lawman was sitting in a chair, leaning back with his booted feet resting on the railing along the front of the porch. His fingers were laced together on his stomach, which was starting to thicken a little with age. At first glance, neither man looked like what he really was. Smoke was, quite probably, the fastest and deadliest shot of any man who had ever packed iron west of the Mississippi, or east of there for that matter. As a young man, he'd had a reputation as a gunfighter and outlaw, although all the criminal charges ever levied against him were bogus, scurrilous lies spread by his enemies. These days he was happily married, and the owner of the largest, most successful ranch in the valley. In fact, the Sugarloaf was one of the finest ranches in all of Colorado. Smoke was more than content to spend his days running the spread and loving Sally, his beautiful wife. Despite that intention, trouble still had a habit of seeking him out more often than he liked. At one time, Monty Carson had been a hired gun, a member of a wolf pack of colt men brought in by one of Smoke's mortal enemies to wipe out him and his friends. It hadn't taken Monty long to figure out who was really in the right and switch sides. He had been a staunch friend to Smoke ever since, even before Big Rock had been founded and he'd been asked to pin on the sheriff's star. Pearlie Fontaine, another member of that gang of gunwolves, had also changed his ways and was now the foreman of the Sugarloaf. Smoke couldn't have hoped for two finer, more loyal friends than Monty and Pearlie. Or a finer day than this, with its blue sky, puffy white clouds, and warm breeze. Evidently, Monty felt the same way, because he said, "Sure is a pretty day. Almost too pretty to work. What do you reckon the chances are that all the troublemakers in these parts will feel the same way, Smoke?" "They just might," Smoke began with a smile. But then he straightened from his casual pose and muttered, "Or not." Monty saw Smoke's reaction and brought his feet down from the railing. As he sat up, he said, "What is it?" "Hoofbeats. Sounds like a team coming in a hurry." Monty stood up. He heard the horses now, too, although Smoke's keen ears had picked up the swift rataplan a couple of seconds earlier. "Somebody moving fast like that nearly always means trouble." "Yeah," Smoke said, pointing. "And here it comes." A wagon pulled by four galloping horses careened around a corner up the street. The vehicle turned so sharply as the driver hauled on the team's reins that the wheels on the left side came off the ground for a second. Smoke thought the wagon was going to tip over. But then the wheels came back down with a hard bounce, and the wagon righted itself. The driver was yelling something as he whipped the horses. Monty had joined Smoke at the edge of the porch. "What in blazes is he saying?" "It sounds like bear," Smoke said. "Is that Nels Anderson?" The wagon flashed past them. Monty said, "Yeah, I saw him drive by a little while ago, not long before you showed up. Looked like he was on his way back to his ranch." They watched as the wagon swerved down the street, and then came to a sliding, jarring...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?